Somewhere in the last days, we've read a statistic that more HD TVs get sold around this time of year than any other because people buy them to watch the Super Bowl. Slate contributing writer Fred Kaplan reviews high-end electronics along with covering the Defense Department and war stories. Fred, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here.
First, explain. HD TV, these are supposedly very high-quality TVs. Are they really? Is there a difference?
Well, here's the thing. When you're watching a TV, what you're seeing is lines. Lines that are scanned by a scanner. On a regular TV, there are 480 horizontal lines. On a high-definition TV, there are 1,080 lines. The more lines you have, the more densely packed those lines are on the screen, the more lifelike they look. You get a richer, more detailed, hence a higher-definition picture.
Okay, I know there are several different kinds of HD sets. Indeed, you wander through most of the rest of the alphabet, I think. LCD, DLP, CRT. So
plasma, DILA, SXRD. These are different ways of scanning, essentially. Different ways of projecting light or capturing an image. They all have their advantages or disadvantages. And you know what? If what you're watching is football games, or, let's say, animated digital animation, they all look pretty good. Where they start to differ is if you want to watch a movie afterwards that has dark scenes, shadows, that sort of thing. That's when some of them get to be a bit better than the others.
And are you suggesting, when people call you up and say, Fred, what should I get? What do you tell them?
I tell them, you know, if you don't need a big screen, if you can get by on widescreen 30 to 34 inches, just get an old cathode ray, not old, but a cathode ray tube, a picture tube. There are high-definition picture tube TVs that cost under $2,000 and that have better color, contrast, black levels, that sort of thing, than any of the more newfangled technologies.
Here's a fear I think people have about HDTV. I go out, I buy my $2,000 TV set. What do I watch? Is there a lot of HD programming on so that...
Right.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of years ago, I wrote a piece in Slate which said, there isn't much at all. Where is it? Now there's quite a lot. Almost all cable stations have half a dozen or a dozen high-definition channels. Same thing with the satellite channels. Plus, in many cities, the major network affiliates beam their high-definition signals through the air. You can pick them up with an antenna as long as your TV has a high-definition tuner in it.
Okay. Finally, I know you've made this suggestion before. I'm not sure I always understand it or would be willing to actually part with the dollars. Is there enough return on this? And that is, you advise people to get your HD TV professionally tuned. So it's not enough that you buy the thing. You got to hire someone to come turn it on for you?
You can go out and buy a DVD called Video Essentials, which runs you through various test patterns and color bars, and you can do about 80% of it yourself. But it really is, if you're going to pay a few thousand bucks for a TV, it's worth getting a technician, somebody with an organization called the Imaging Science Foundation, give them a few hundred bucks to come out with $10,000 worth of test equipment. You know, Alex, you go out and buy a piano, a Baldwin or a Steinway piano, you're going to have somebody come in and tune it, right?
Right.
Same thing.
Opinion and advice from Fred Kaplan. He writes the War Stories column for our partners at Slate, and you can find a link to his recent Slate HD TV guide at our website, npr.org. Thanks, Fred.
Thank you.
Here's a line of resolution. Day-to-Day is a production of NPR and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.